Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins in Lebanon, a ceasefire and a side letter between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu that the IDF is empowered to pursue violence, any provocation within Lebanon. To my understanding, pursue it until it satisfies that it's not a threat. Any gathering of round rockets, any shipments whatsoever. Side letter. And then Peter Berkowitz joins about anti-Semitism at the university level. The failure continues. In addition, the universities are not reacting to the criticism that they're entirely one-minded, their groupthink. That's why they didn't see anti-Semitism. Will they respond? Unknown. Then China. Ann Stevenson Yang comments on the inability of the Chinese Communist Party to solve the broken economy built around the collapse of real estate, of property. Municipalities are deeply in debt, and the central government will not in any fashion permit a success. They're just loaning money to keep their loans turning over in the central banks. Years of this deflation, despair, flight. Grapes of wrath. Huawei has a new iPhone-like device that aims to take over the Apple market in Asia. Huawei is built on two things, state security and theft. If you carry a Huawei phone, you haven't got anything to protect. And then comments by Fraser Howey, author of Red Capitalism, about the tariffs. Announced, talked about by the White House, and the unknowns and the unwelcome parts of those tariffs. As a new trade representative, Mr. Grierson, unknown where we're going, but USMCA is to be renegotiated in 26, are all possibilities of negotiations with Europe and with Asia. Right now, there's some percentages out there announced by the president-elect. Sometime between now and if those percentages are invoked, there will be adjustments. Everything's negotiable. Ukraine. Jeff McCausland joins me to talk about the situation in the Middle East, but especially the situation in Ukraine. Well, the attackers will not change the war. They do give authority to Kyiv to fire into concentrations of troops in and around the Kursk salient. Hybrid warfare. There are two suggestive incidents in North Europe, cutting of cables and a downed aircraft that may or may not be the GRU. Not determined, but that's the nature of hybrid warfare. You can't tell. Bob Zimmerman talks about the risk to the ambition of NASA man program to use SLS to go around the moon in 26, I believe, without adequately testing how they're going to do it. In any event, we also talk about contract given out for a moon buggy when and if the U.S. returns, thanks to Starship, to the surface of the moon and Super Heavy. Is AI talk or is it a transformative moment, transformation? Chris Riegel responds. Canada, Conrad Black comments, among other things, that green is in eclipse, just as it is in the United States, just as it is in Europe. Canada committed itself a lot to green, and they've got a lot to sell that's not green. I hope they get back to it soon. The ruble collapsed. Michael Bernstam describes why. It used to be held under 100 per dollar. Hold it down to 92 by manipulation. Well, it's right now at 107, 108. It's going as high as 114. A collapse. Can it be repaired? Unknown. And finally, Simon Constable joins to take us back to the year 2000 and the tech bubble that was created before the Y2K phenomenon was shown to be a lark, a falsehood. What did happen, of course, is the irrational exuberance of the 20th century crashed suddenly in March of 2000, which is still the 20th century. 21st century began in 2001. In any event, Y2K, it's hard to remember as serious. I ask, though, the question, is AI a Y2K, or is it the real thing? Unknown. They'll know in the future. They'll either smile at the bubble created by AI, or they'll say they had it right. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.